USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Census Bureau will miss a year-end deadline for handling the numbers used for assigning congressional seats. The Census Bureau plans to deliver a population count of each state in early 2021. It will be the first time that the December 31st target date is missed since the deadline was implemented more than four decades ago by Congress. Unemployment aid will continue to provide a lifeline for millions of workers who continue to struggle to find a job amid the coronavirus pandemic. The Department of Labor says it does not anticipate that eligible claimants will miss a week of benefits and should be added soon to unemployment benefits. Minneapolis police shot and killed a man in exchange of gunfire during a traffic stop in the southern part of the city late Wednesday. Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo said officers were conducting a traffic stop. Initial witness statements indicate that the subject involved in this felony stop fired first at Minneapolis police officers, who then exchanged gunfire with the suspect. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
We can expect fireworks when electorals officially add up 2020's presidential election. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Senator Josh Hawley says he will challenge Joe Biden's electoral victory in Pennsylvania, forcing Congress to debate on the results of the presidential election in at least one state. The Missouri Republicans' challenge to the results are likely to delay certification of the Electoral College's vote when Congress meets in a joint session on January 6th. Hawley tells Fox News he's going to take his opportunity to stand up for election integrity.
I mean, somebody has to stand up here. You've got 74 million Americans who feel disenfranchised, who feel like their vote doesn't matter, and this is the one opportunity that I have as a United States Senator. This process right here, my one opportunity to stand up and say something, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Narock.
One of the complaints from Trump lawyers is Pennsylvania had 250,000 more votes than registered voters. Biden's number is only 82,000 over Trump in that state. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
As we wrap up 2020 with a great big good riddance, how can we move 2021 into a more positive role in our lives? USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
Jerry Weiss-Corvalley of the Good News Network tells us about one result from the survey that was conducted by One Poll. So what do people want in 2021?
Number one, have a more positive outlook in life. Number two, try not to focus on the negative things as much. Number three, take better care of their mental health. Number four, donate more money to charity. And number five, volunteer in their community more.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
It's college football bowl season. Dan Naraki gets us up to date.
Action Wednesday began with Wisconsin taking the Duke's Mayo Bowl over Wake Forest, 42-28. Number six, Oklahoma rolled number seven, Florida, 55-20 in the Cotton Bowl Classic. Three games are on tap for New Year's Eve as number 24 Tulsa takes on Mississippi State in the Armed Forces Bowl. Mid-American Conference champion Ball State will meet Mountain West Conference champs, number 22 San Jose State in the Arizona Bowl, and West Virginia will take on Army in the Liberty Bowl. Traditionally, the Sun Bowl is held on New Year's Eve, but this year's edition was canceled because of rising COVID cases in El Paso, Texas, the home of the game. It's the first time in the 85-year history of the game that it's been called off. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Actress Dawn Wells has died. Marianne on Gilligan's Island TV show died Wednesday morning in Los Angeles, California, from coronavirus complications. She was 82. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.